You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dan Lubrick, Managing Director at GuruLu, that helps make Chinese learning less difficult on people from around the world. Dan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hello, Eric. Thank you very much for having me on your great show.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Dan, why would learning Mandarin Chinese be beneficial to those in the business world?
It depends a little bit what your business is, but as the world becomes quite globalized and business becomes quite international, many businesses are oriented internationally, and they do sell in overseas markets, or they do buy from them. And since Mandarin is spoken in China, and China is currently the second largest economy in the world, it is a very important language. So the International Comparison Program, which is an association of statistical agency, is believing that China will overtake the U.S. in terms of purchasing power parity this year. So it's just a huge market. It's more than a billion people. They're middle income now. There's many wealthy people. It's the largest car market in the world. It's the largest luxury goods market in the world. Apple sells about 20% of their phones and tablets there. So it's just a very important market. And if your business is oriented globally, internationally in some way, then it is very likely that you will encounter Chinese people. And if you are able to make yourself understood, at least introduce yourself, show to them that you have taken, put a bit of effort to learn a little bit about their language, they really appreciate that. The Chinese do appreciate hard work and dedication, so that's a real advantage.
And how does GuruLu differ from similar language programs, and what makes GuruLu the go-to source for learning Mandarin?
So Chinese is, or Mandarin is, a quite structured language. Its grammar isn't so difficult, but the vocabulary is very interrelated. And if you use computer algorithms, intelligent computer algorithms, then you can utilize that structure, that interrelated structure, to make it much easier to learn the words and the vocabulary. So different elements in the characters, they reappear in other characters. And if it can be connected by computer, and if data can be used, data of how other students have learned similar words or haven't learned similar words, then it's possible to speed up the progress by about a factor of two. So that's one thing. The second thing is that GuruLu is quite business oriented. So the practice part of the website revolves around what we call news lessons. So we take authentic news from China about business or about the culture, about movies, things that are currently going on, and we adapt those to different difficulty levels. And then while people learn Mandarin and practice Mandarin, they also get an insight into what's happening in China, which company has gone IPO, or who bought who, or which movie director has some comments about an important movie, and things like that. And the third thing is the target orientation. So the computer algorithms I mentioned, they look very closely at the strengths and weaknesses of each student individually, and then adjust and adapt the program so that it is different and personalized for every student.
And in your opinion, why is Mandarin Chinese so hard to learn?
That's a very good question. I may have to contradict a little bit, because I think it isn't really that hard to learn. However, you have a very good point, or 2 points even. One is perception. So it is perceived to be very hard, and a reason for that is, for example, the tonality of the language. So it has different tones, and by saying this, what may sound as the same word in a different tone, it might mean something different. So there are four tones in the language, for example, the rising tone and the falling tone, and it sometimes is perceived that it's something which is completely alien to, let's say, English or French or Portuguese speakers. When in fact, for example, if you ask a question like why, that's the rising tone. Or if you're rejecting someone, you say no, that's the falling tone. So these tones are not alien to us. We actually know them. We just don't perceive them as anything special because we just use them naturally. So that's actually not that difficult. And the other reason I think is sort of bad or traditional teaching methods that may not be quite suitable anymore for the time that we live in. And one aspect of that would be a very strong focus in the traditional teaching of Mandarin Chinese on handwriting characters, on calligraphy. So while it is usually quite easy with a bit of practice to recognize the characters when you see them, even if you don't quite know what they look like, once you see them, you recognize them. But to write them by hand is far harder. And if you were to not practice that, there's no need to handwrite on paper anymore. Computers can do that much easier. So if you just don't do that, then it becomes much easier. You save 50% of your time on something that you wouldn't need anyway in today's time, maybe 30 years ago, but not today. So those are two aspects why people think it's hard to learn, but it can be made much easier with just a little bit of intelligence and a good system.
Today we are joined by Dan Lubrick, Managing Director at GuruLu, that helps make Chinese learning less difficult on people from around the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dan, how would a company best utilize GuruLu to ensure that they get optimum results out of their employees?
That's a good question, too. So at the moment, we offer teaching accounts, and we'll soon also offer corporate accounts. And basically, what these accounts enable is they obviously give discounts for larger groups, but also there is an administrator for each account so that it is possible for the administrator to see how people improve. And of course, whoever uses the site, whether it's with a corporate account or with a normal account, benefits from the adaptivity, from the personalization, from the news lessons, and from the targets of the site.
And what are some tips or techniques that you have used when you yourself were learning Mandarin Chinese that would be helpful for the listeners?
That's a very interesting question. So the first thing I would say is the biggest mistake that I made when I started, I did that for a few weeks. Don't handwrite. Don't handwrite the characters. It's a huge pain. It takes a long time to get it right. And it's simply not necessary in today's day and age. You can save yourself a lot of time by just ignoring that. The second point would be no fear. Don't be afraid. Mandarin has some aspects which seem alien, but there are mitigating factors. For example, a very simple grammar and a great flexibility, which make it easier and counteract the difficulties in other areas. Third point would be learn lots of vocabulary. That's advise that to any language learner. You need to know the words. There's no way around that. Learn as many as you can, as often as you can. That always helps. And the fourth point would be try to immerse yourself, maybe not daily, but 4 or 5 times a week for 15, 20, 30 minutes to just keep the regular practice up and get your brain accustomed to using the language, listen, read, speak, to just over time make steady progress.
Well, if you would, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can be in contact with you online and also get more information about GuruLu and the services that you offer?
Yeah, I recommend the website. Our website is www.gurulu.com, and GuruLu is spelled G-U-R-U-L-U, and the information is there, and it can be tried for free.
Dan, certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us, and continued success with you and your company.
Thank you very much, Eric, and I wish the same to you and the EPN.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dan Lubrick, Managing Director at GuruLu, that helps make Chinese learning less difficult on people from around the world. And once again, the website of reference is GuruLu.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.